Thanks, Brad. Good morning. A California Highway Patrol officer is lucky to be alive after suffering a critical life-threatening injury while performing a medevac rescue near Big Bear Lake. That's a remote and rugged location in the Shasta Trinity Forest last week. CHP pilot Officer Brian Henderson and Flight Officer Tony Stanley had arrived on scene to transport an injured hiker to the hospital. That's when Officer Stanley was struck by the main rotor blade of the helicopter. A team of unlikely heroes then quickly worked together to save the severely injured officer's life. CHP Commissioner Joe Farrow said, "The California Highway Patrol is extremely grateful for the swift action of these heroes. Thanks to the assistance they provided, Tony is alive today. I cannot even imagine the pain Dr. Kilborn was in, unable to walk, when he rolled down the hill to the location of the injured officer." It's an urgent message from the city of Arcata. During recent road work, the city paving contractor discovered an outdated leaking water valve that needed to be repaired immediately in order to begin today's road construction. So while workers get that fixed, there will be a temporary water service outage today from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m., affecting residents and businesses in the following areas: at the F Street from 10th to 12th Streets, also over at 11th Street from G to D, as well as several G Street businesses whose water service is fed from F Street. On the KINS Talk Shop program, Humboldt County Superintendent of Schools Gary Eagles talks about keeping everyone on the same page with school budgets.
School districts up here in the north first started having declining enrollment. It wasn't every district. It were selected districts or selected sub-regions of the county. And they were beginning to experience some issues, but not everybody was in the same boat. We're now in a situation of sustained economic decline that now puts everybody in the boat. So there's a feeling of camaraderie, if nothing else, that we're all experiencing the same thing. But when I talk about running out of creativity, there's only so many things that you can do. For example, salaries have been frozen in most districts for a number of years. There haven't been cost of living adjustments. Health and welfare benefits, for the most part, have been picked up strictly by the employee, not by the employer.
You can hear the full interview at KINS1063.com. It's under control. That's the word from firefighters who have made great progress on the Ruth Dam fire that started above the Ruth Lake Dam on the Mad River Ranger District. According to District Ranger Tom Hudson, it should have been wrapped up last night as crews were mopping up 20 acres. More KINS news hits after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good. Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
Eureka City Manager David Tyson discusses what steps have been taken to beautify Eureka.
And we've been very aggressive last year, but more so this year because it took us a while to ramp up from those years where we didn't have funding. We are now attempting to get after, you know, cleaning our public parking lots and cleaning up our streetscapes and partnering with SWAP, which is the Sheriff's Work Alternative Program. You see them out working. The rescue mission in Old Town, working with Main Street, is helping us with some of our parks. Teen Challenge, we've used them to help us with some of our streets. Street sweeping is back in action, and the council just added some money to the budget this year to enhance the street sweeping program. We've expanded our SWAP. So those are the kinds of things we're doing to beautify the city.
It all wraps up into what Tyson calls the Clean Streets Program. The Redwood Memorial and St. Joseph Hospital Foundations have announced a new series of health forums open to the community. The hospital's Community Health Forum series will kick off this Thursday with a free educational forum on heart and blood vessel health. Open to all community residents, the health forums will focus on common illnesses, diseases, and ailments. Highly trained physicians and other specialists will serve as presenters at the forums and will be on hand to answer pressing health questions from the audience. Cardiovascular disease is a leading cause of death in the U.S., with one of every three deaths resulting from either heart disease or stroke. With the KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.